الله أكبر 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 الحمد لله كريم المن واسع الفضل والإحسان عظيم العطاء خيره لا ينفد وجوده لا ينقطع تفضل على عباده بما شرع وأيها النفوس للعمل تقبل الجهد وضعف القليل يا رب حمدا ليس غيرك يحمد يا من له كل الخلائق تسبد أبواب كل مملك قد وسدت ورأيت بابك واسعا لا يوسد الصالحون بنور وجهك آمنوا عفوا بحبك نومهم فتجهزوا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت على وحدانية الخلائق وعلم ما في الضمائر أحسن إلينا بالإسلام ومن علينا بالإيمان ونشهد أن نبينا محمدا رسوله ومصطفاه وخيرته من خلقه وأعظم الناس شكرا عند النعم وأصبرهم عند البلاء صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد يا إخواني أحييكم أولا بتحية العيد أعاده الله علينا وعلى الأمة الإسلامية بالسعادة والجمن والكرامة والفوز في الدارين. My dear brothers and sisters, all praises be to Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. We thank Him for giving us yet another opportunity to fast the month of Ramadan and reap the spiritual blessings. We thank Him for all of His wonderful gifts that we enjoy today, gift of faith, gift of life, health, family. We thank Him for this wonderful country that we call our home, where we live, we enjoy peace and security. Brothers and sisters, I greet you all with a happy greeting of Eid. I pray that the beneficent Lord grant us many more Ramadans to fast, redeem ourselves, and come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray that He accepts our fast, prayers, charities, supplications, devotions, and virtuous deeds in the blessed month. May He also bless us to keep the fragrance of the month in the weeks and months ahead of us. While standing here today, I am indeed most saddened to say farewell to the month of Ramadan. It came like a wind, and it is gone like a wind. It looked as if we started the fast only yesterday, and today we are celebrating the festival of fast breaking. It looks like a dream. It should teach us about the ephemeral nature of life in this world. Today we are here, and tomorrow we will be standing before the Lord. When we look back at the lifetime we spend here, it would look like a dream. وَيَوْمَ حَشُرُهُمْ كَانْ لَمْ يَلْبَسُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِنَ النَّهَارِ يَتَعَارَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ قَدْ خَسَرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. And on the day when He shall gather them unto Himself, it will seem to them as if they had not tarried on earth longer than an hour of a day, knowing one another. And lost indeed will be they who in their lifetime considered it a lie that they were destined to meet God, and thus failed to find the right way. Before proceeding, I must remember those who were with us last year, but they are no more with us today. May the beneficent Lord have mercy on them and forgive them and turn their graves into gardens of paradise. I must also remember the many brothers and sisters in faith and humanity who are suffering all over the world. They are suffering from ravages of floods and other natural calamities, as well as man-made wars and occupations. May the beneficent Lord grant them relief and shower His blessings upon them. Brothers and sisters, we are living in difficult times. These are the times that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described as the times of fitan. Crisis coming one after another. Crisis that shake our faith and test our patience. In these difficult times, Muslims need to keep alive the spirit and lessons of Ramadan. Lessons of self-restraint, patience, forbearance and compassion. Today more than ever, we are called upon to embrace the spirit of Ramadan in face of the greatest challenges facing Muslims today. There are two types of challenges facing us. First and foremost, we are faced with ignorance and extremism in our midst, which have invited others to target us. We know that Islam is peace, and yet the actions of many among us show otherwise. We say Islam is mercy, and yet there are Muslims who don't hesitate to kill each other as well as others, as if they were flies. We say Islam is discipline and self-restraint, and yet we easily become impatient. Extremism is a disease we must deal with. There is no way for us to move forward unless we take responsibility for changing our conditions. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of people unless they change their inner conditions. The change can only come through education. Our children and youth need to be educated in the morals, character and virtues of Islam. We need to make them exemplars of mercy and compassion. We need to teach them values and principles. We need to nurture them as leaders who shall stand forth as witnesses of justice and compassion for all of humanity. This is our mandate in the Quran. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. When you have attained to faith, be ever steadfast in your devotion to Allah, bearing witness to the truth in all equity, and never let hatred of anyone lead you into the sin of deviating from justice. Be just, this is closest to being God conscious, and remain conscious of God. Verily God is aware of all that you do. To me, extremism and ignorance are the greatest challenges Muslims face today. We need to come out and oppose and silence those who want to turn Islam into a faith that is against the world. We are the world. We are the humanity. We are for peace. We are for peaceful coexistence with all. We are for mutual respect and tolerance. We must take to the heart the Quranic message, Ya أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتَّقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. O mankind, we created you from a single pair of a male and a female. Made you nations into nations and tribes, so that you might come to know one another. The noblest of you in the sight of Allah is the one who is the most conscious of Him. Truly, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. The second challenge facing us Muslims today is the increasing Islamophobia that we sense all around us. The latest expressions of this is the Florida pastor who claimed media attention by threatening to make September 11 as the Quran burning day. The Holy Quran for us Muslims is our lifeblood. It is God's own words. It is God's gift not only for the Muslims, but for all of humanity. We have faith in the Lord that He will take care of His book. In face of this, we need to show extreme self-restraint. We need to show that we cannot be provoked into shedding blood or destroying properties, or targeting innocent people. By reacting in this way, we are playing into the hands of hate mongers whose agenda is to make Muslims look bad. We believe that Allah's light cannot be put out by the irrational actions of a self-styled hate monger that has hijacked the religion of Jesus, the religion of all prophets. We believe that Allah is the controller of all things in the universe, and the humans may will something while Allah wills otherwise. This lesson is brought home to us every day, even in the campaigns against Islam and Muslims. For the statistics reveal that more people embraced Islam than ever in the aftermath of September 11 and the campaigns of Islamophobia and hatred unleashed against Islam and Muslims. We also learn from the latest news that even in the small community of the hate-mongering pastor, there are already two people who have embraced Islam. Islam and the Quran belong to Allah, and Allah will not allow His light to be put out by humans, no matter how organized they are. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah has willed to spread His light fully, however much the non-believers detest it. Brothers and sisters, the example we must demonstrate in face of such a campaign of hatred is the beautiful example of Sultan Aap Arslan. Following the Battle of Manzikert, in which the Muslims defeated the Byzantines led by the Emperor Romanus. In the aftermath of the battle, the Emperor Romanus was brought in front of the Sultan in shackles, and the Sultan asked him, "What would you have done to me if I were the captive in shackles in front of you?" The Emperor said, "Without any hesitation, I would have executed you." The Sultan turned to him and said, "But that is not what I know your Prophet Jesus taught you. He taught you to love your enemies. In a true spirit of honor to his teaching, I forgive you." Saying this, he sent the Emperor back with honor and escorts to his country. So we need to tell the hate-mongering pastor that you have hijacked the religion of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Dear brothers and sisters, we have the same message to those Muslims who resort to acts of terrorism, to the suicide bombers killing themselves and killing the innocent people. Through your actions, you have hijacked the peaceful religion of Prophet Muhammad and all prophets. Alayhimu salam. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is the month of fasting. It is meant to celebrate the revelation of Quran, the most beautiful gift of Allah to humanity. Now, in face of the challenges facing us, we ought to use the weapon of Quran to turn the tables on those who wish to spread hatred and Islamophobia. We ought to show them the true face of Islam, that the Quran teaches peace through justice and compassion, that the Quran is opposed to aggressive wars, that the Quran calls for saving lives. It teaches us to save the earth, protect the environment, and act as good shepherds of the earth. We ought to tell the world that the Quran preserves the truths of all previous scriptures. It enhances and guards the truths revealed to all prophets. The Quran does not teach us to impose our religion on anyone. How can it be when the principle of freedom of conscience is deeply enshrined in the Quran? La ikraha fid din. فَتَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ فَمَن يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى وَسَقَى الْإِنْفِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. There shall be no compulsion in matters of faith. Distinct has now become the right way from the way of error. Hence, who rejects the powers of evil and believes in God has indeed taken hold of a support most unfailing. We shall never give way, for God is all-hearing, all-knowing. If therefore one copy of the Quran is burned, we need to make sure 1,000 copies are given out to those who wish to consider its message. In face of such challenges, every Muslim is challenged to be a true ambassador of Islam, to stop simply parroting the Quran and be determined to study the message, to live its lessons and practice them so that we become beacons of remembrance of Allah in a world sliding into materialism and anarchy. In face of increasing Islamophobia, we need to reach out to all other communities in a true spirit of goodwill and cooperation on projects of virtue and compassion. We need to demonstrate through our actions that we are living for in peace. We want peace and we want mutual respect for everyone. Let us remember that we cannot expect justice from others unless we treat others with justice. This is the most beautiful example set by our beloved Prophet and the pious caliphs, for they acted justly towards all people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to respond to the Quranic message with faith and commitment, and may He forgive us our shortcomings and failings, and make us instruments of peace and goodwill in a world torn asunder by wars, antagonism, racism, and xenophobia. Assalamu alaikum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم ربنا تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وطاعتنا كلها يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا اللهم رب المستضعفين انصر المستضعفين في فلسطين وشيشان وكشمير وافغانستان اللهم يا رحمن يا رحيم فرج عن امه محمد وفرج كرب المكروبين في باكستان والعراق وغزة وفي كل بقعة من بقاع الأرض في برك وبحرك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم بارك لنا في أزواجنا وذرياتنا وقهم من فتنة الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم أحينا مسلمين وتوفنا مؤمنين وألحقنا بالصالحين اللهم يا كريم العطايا يا واسع الجود أدم علينا فضلك وتقبل منا العمل ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصل اللهم على عبدك ورسولك وحبيبك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين Brothers and sisters, let us pray to Allah to accept our prayers, fast, charity, supplications and devotions in the blessed month of Ramadan. Let us pray that the beneficent Lord shower His mercy on those who have passed away. May He forgive them and save them from trials of grave and hellfire. Let us pray that the Merciful One have mercy on those who are suffering from floods and other natural calamities, as well as man-made wars and occupations. Our brothers and sisters in faith and humanity all over the world, including Gaza, Palestine, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Kashmir, Somalia, and each and every part of the world. May He relieve their suffering. May He grant them dignity, honor, prosperity and peace. Let us pray that the merciful Lord bless us in our spouses and children. Make them models of piety and compassion. Let us pray that He saves them from the fitna of this world and help them live as Muslims and die in faith. Let us pray that the beneficent Lord provide righteous partners for our brothers and sisters who are searching to find marriage partners. May He bless them in their search. Let us pray that Allah remove the suffering, anxiety and worry and depression and fulfill the needs of everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the best from us and forgive us the worst. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَسَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ Once again, من العائدين كل عام وأنتم بخير تقبل الله طاعتنا وطاعتكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته